I got to play a couple of things here, Al, because Charles Barkley has been talking a lot. Last night, he was talking a lot about the fact that the apparently now Ben Simmons is ready to wait the whole season.
Oh, boy.
All right. And Charles Barkley thinks that the Sixers are silly to just let him sit there and not get anything for him. And here's what Barkley had to say about Ben.
Well, they got to make a trade. You got to move on from a bad relationship. I mean, to not use him, and Joel Embiid's been playing great this year.
MVP.
So they're wasting his talents, but they've got to make a decision. But Ben Simmons never going to play in Philly again. The fans will never forgive him.
All right, so Al, the big argument, and it's a very good one, is that you are squandering as good a season as Joel Embiid may ever have. He's 28. This is his prime.
Yeah.
And he is playing great. 32. 32 last night with no one helping him, right?
I love, you know, I'm like, oh, it's a 2 o'clock game. I'll get to sit and watch the whole thing without worrying about being tired or whatever.
Right.
And I'm watching the whole game and I go, he needs help.
Absolutely.
he needs help.
So on the line with us to clarify some of this situation is Joel Embiid. Hi, Joel. How are you today?
I'm called Angelo. Good morning.
All right. Now, Charles Barkley said, Joel, that by not trading Simmons, the Sixers are wasting your season, a year of your prime.
Well, when Charles talks about prime, he's usually talking about prime rib.
No. All right, listen, I need you to focus here, Joel. This is important stuff. Yesterday, tough loss, no?
Tobias, for what they're paying him, he's giving us nothing. Danny Green is running his mouth again. Simmons is still a cancer, but I won't say anything because we like to keep all these issues in-house.
Kind of. All right, very good, Joe. I'm told that you even have some thoughts about what's going on with the Eagles.
Oh, it's frustrating. That game was so bad. Donovan McNabb threw up again at home watching it.
Oh, man. What do you think of Jalen Reagor?
Oh, Reagor's so bad, even Tobias Harris booed him. I heard Tom Brady talk to Reagor before the game to make sure his balls were deflated. Hurts left the game in a boot. Reagor left in a getaway car.
Yeah, well, you brought him up. What do you think of Hurts?
I like Hurts, but one thing he'll never be accused of is strong-armed robbery. Hurts tried to call Devonta Smith after the game, but he couldn't reach him then either. I'm not saying Hurts' ball floats, but he threw a pass at the 2-minute warning, and it didn't come down till after the game was over.
Did you see his two interceptions, Joel?
I did. If Jonesy left a floater like that at the station, you'd retire a lot sooner.
Hold on. Joel, what are your thoughts on the head coach, Nick Sirianni?
Oh, Sirianni, he's the son of a coach. If he got Sunday's game plan from his dad, I'd go light on the Father's Day gift this year. And this Jonathan Gannon interviewing to be head coach in Denver. I told you before, this is the kind of thing that was bound to happen when you legalize marijuana. Gannon sent a cover letter with his resume, and the letter didn't cover anything either.
Joel, I really wish they could get something for Simmons so they won't waste another great season from you.
Oh, I know. It's frustrating, but at least I'll get MVP, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I know I'm carrying the rest of the team, but you'll never hear me bitching about it.
Joel, tremendous insights. I can't thank you enough for your input this morning.
I'll talk to you, Angelo.
All right. See Joe Coughlin's comedy show at the St. Titus Catholic Church on Kingwood Road in East Norriton. That's Saturday, February 5th. For tickets, go to joeconcolin.com.